Hi, I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine, and you're listening to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Good morning and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. My name is Harry Thompson. I'm the editor of USA Hockey Magazine. This week, the U.S. Under-17 select team is training in Washington, D.C. area in preparation for a trip overseas to Chomutov, Czech Republic, where they will participate in the 2012 Under-17 Five Nations Tournament, which will take place August 7th through the 11th. Before taking off from Colorado Springs, we caught up with the USA Hockey staff liaison Ken Rausch to get some of his thoughts about the upcoming tournament. Hey, Ken, thanks for joining us today.
Always a pleasure to be here with you, Harry.
I know you have a lot to do before you take off for overseas, so I appreciate your time. Can you tell us a little bit about the tournament itself and how long USA has been involved in it and how we fared over the years?
Yeah, I'm actually not even sure exactly how many years this particular setup's been going on, but I know it's at least 10 years going back. And it's, like I said, it's the Five Nations Tournament. It's got ourselves, the Czechs, the Slovaks, the Germans, and the Swiss. And it's a fairly competitive tournament. We've actually fared quite well in the last couple of years. We've won gold the last 2 years. 3 years ago in Füssen, Germany, I believe we won bronze. Might have been silver, I'm not sure. I know we didn't take home the gold that year, but I think we've taken home gold in the majority of these tournaments.
How have you been involved in these with this team before, or is this your first time?
This will be my third year at the Five Nations Tournament.
Great. And what roles did you play the other years?
The same roles, the staff liaison for the team. And it's, you know, one of those roles where you wear many hats. You give advice to the coaches. Some of the players may ask you some things. And now it's my third year in this tournament. You've gotten to know the tournament real well, the setup of it. And, you know, you deal with all the tournament issues, the directorate meetings, all those kind of things. And any little thing that pops up is kind of what I'm there for.
Before we talk about the U.S. team and some of the players and how they were selected, any famous alumni that you know of who have played in this tournament before? Because I'm sure that you know these international tournaments are full of players who somewhere down the line will represent their countries in either the Olympics or play in the NHL.
Yeah, one of the things the staff did to prepare for this tournament and to give the kids some motivation, and we're going to do a little team building thing when we get to Washington, D.C. to do some training, is show the kids a list of some of the guys that have played in this tournament that are now playing in the NHL. And just a short list that I know off the top of my head are guys like Pat Kane, Kyle Okposo, Jimmy Hayes, Ben Smith was on the team, Pat Coletta, Al Montoya, Nate Thompson, Ryan Suter, and recent Stanley Cup champion Captain Dustin Brown was on one of these teams.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's quite an impressive list. How is the U.S. team selected? How do you go about, you know, picking the top players that are going to participate?
We select a team out of our Select 16 camp in Rochester. And the kids actually who are committed to go play at the National Team Development Program in Ann Arbor are not eligible for this tournament. So we get to bring another 20 kids to get them some international experience. And the coaching staff watches the Select 16 camp over the course of the week and selects this team out of that.
And speaking of the coaching staff, who do you have coaching this team, and were they involved, have they been involved with USA Hockey over the years?
Yeah, actually, everyone who is on the staff has been involved. The head coach is Barry Smith, not the Barry Smith that most people think of, the Detroit Red Wings. This Barry Smith was an assistant with the Vancouver Canucks for about 6 years. Next year, he'll be a head coach in the Netherlands at the Tilburg Trappers. And he was actually an assistant on our world championship team 2 years ago in Slovakia.
Oh, that's fantastic. And how about some of his assistants?
Yeah, Pat Mikish will be the assistant. He actually was an assistant on this team as well last year, so he knows the tournament fairly well. And Pat goes way back with USA Hockey. He played on a world junior team back in, I think, 96. So he's got some great experience with USA Hockey, and he was a longtime college coach, and he's now a coach with the Green Bay Gamblers in the USHL.
Oh, that's awesome. I understand, you know, looking at the press release, that you have players representing 12 states, and I think it's 5 from Minnesota. Can you just talk about the representation from around the country that you have, the kids who are going to be in this tournament?
Yeah, it's interesting how from year to year it varies. Last year we had I think we had 5 kids from Michigan. This year it's 5 from Minnesota, but there's always a smattering of different groups here and there, and it's always interesting to see, you know, you got kids from Alaska, California, both coasts, Massachusetts, you know, all over the place. Last year we had a kid from Florida who was a real good player, Gabe Gertler. So, our game really has gone national.
That's fantastic. I imagine you have to get them on the same page relatively quickly.
Yeah, team building is very important to get them to become a cohesive unit, because pretty much every one of these kids back home, especially at 16 years old, is still a star on their team. They're probably still, if not the best player, one of the best players on their team. And some of these kids are going to have to learn to play some different roles, whether it be a penalty killer, being on a fourth line, you know, seventh defenseman kind of deal. So to get them to buy in very, very quickly for the whole group, not just as an individual, is key.
You have a set schedule of different types of exercises you'll do to try to get these kids to bond quickly?
Yep, it's one of the things I talk to at length with the coaching staff at the select camp, is that when we get to D.C., you know, it's very, very important to get these kids to accept each other, get to know each other, and become a family very quickly.
That's awesome. What's Homotov like? Do you have any much experience with that?
Homotov, no. Czech Republic, yes. I was fortunate enough to coach in the Ivan Hlinka tournament 2 years, so spent two of those tournaments, parts of them in Breklov, Czech Republic, which is the southeast corner. Homotov is the northwest corner. And it's funny, people in our office have been to many, many towns in the Czech Republic, and no one has ever been to this town. It's about an hour and a half, maybe not even an hour and a half, northwest of Prague. So we'll fly right into Prague, which is good. So it'll be a short bus ride there. But did some research on the town, and it's actually the hometown of Peter Klima, one of the great Czech players, and it's right on the German border.
Great, great. We all know, you know, kids can sometimes be a little bit picky when it comes to eating and things like that. In your role, what's the challenges with making sure that they're getting, you know, not only food that's good for them, but also that tastes good? You said you've got experience in the Czech Republic. What's the food like and things like that for these kids?
For the most part, it's not that bad. It gets a bad rap, and, you know, sometimes you'll get something on your plate and you're not quite sure what it is. It's some sort of wiener schnitzel, but it's usually pretty tasty. And again, you're right. It is one of my roles. You're going to have some kids that are not used to doing this and may have to talk to the kitchen staff a little bit to change up the menu here and there, but that's always one of the challenges.
In addition to the on-ice experience that these kids will get competing against some of the best players from around the world, I imagine it must be a great learning experience off the ice. Do you have a lot of time, or do you have any time to take the kids around and see some of the cultural things so that these kids can kind of get a sense of what life's like in another country?
Yeah, no doubt. It's one of the great things about these trips that these kids get to experience. When we're in D.C. just before we leave, we're going to take the kids down to the monuments and show them those kind of things. Because, you know, we take so many things for granted, especially like myself. I've traveled so much and have been to so many different cities and seen so many different things. You forget, you know, we have a 16-year-old coming from Alaska on this trip who probably has never been to Washington, D.C. and may never be there again. You just don't know. So for them to be able to experience those things in our own country is great, let alone a foreign country. And when we are out there, one of the things we always like to do is give them some of those cultural experiences, because there is so much more to life than just hockey. And we're going to give them a little tour of Prague this year, since it's so close. And everyone knows Prague is one of the most beautiful cities in the world, and we're going to go see a couple of castles there and walk around the city center and really get to soak it in a little bit on our off day.
That's great. I'm sure that's where your experience of being over there will be a big help.
Yeah, we have some people over there that we've gotten to know over the years that are very, very helpful for us. Alex Krachefil is actually going to be the team host for the Hlinka team, but he's helping my team out as well before they get there and do a couple of really neat stuff.
Great, great. Well, I see that you start, you have an exhibition against the Czech Republic on August 5th. Is that just an opportunity for you guys to make sure you get your lines down and work out any kinks from the long flight over and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. The great thing is we'll probably get at least about seven, eight practices in before that game. But until you actually drop the puck, you don't know exactly what you have. And it's a great chance for the coaching staff to do some tinkering, like you said, with lines, power play combinations, different systems here and there. And we'll get a lot of teaching moments out of that. So that'll be very, very beneficial.
Do you know much about any of the other countries?
You'd like to think you typically will know what style of play they'll have. But because of the new birth year every year, you really don't know what they have in that birth year, just like they don't know what we have. We're going over thinking we have a really good team. But until you actually stack up against those other countries and see what their age group is like in that, you just don't quite know.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. But I imagine once you put on that USA jersey, you know, these kids are going to be flying.
Yeah, it's something special for these kids, and you hate to say it, but for some of these kids, it's going to be their only opportunity to wear the USA jersey because kids change so much between ages, between 16, 17, 18, and on up. But there will be kids on this team who play in the NHL, that's for sure.
Oh, that's awesome. So, hey, if people are interested in following this tournament or getting more information, what's the best way that they can, you know what's going on, you know, with the U.S. games?
There is a website. I actually don't know it off the top of my head, but I'm sure it will be posted on the USA Hockey website where you can follow live stats. And also our team leader and video guy, T.C. Lewis, is our team leader. And our video guy will be Chris Hartsburg, who also, I think, played in a World Junior team. We're going to try to set up a Ustream channel where we can broadcast the games live.
Oh, that would be great. That would be great. Well, we'll make sure you check back in with USAHockey.com. I'm sure that they'll, with Ken's help, and make sure that that there's a lot of information out there for everybody to follow this team live. Well, Ken, thanks a lot for your time. Good luck overseas, and we appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, now that I think about it, too, is I will probably tweet that information as well, and you can follow me at USA Roush. That's USARAUSCH. As soon as I get information on that tournament over there, I will be tweeting it from over there.
Well, that's awesome. Great news. Well, good luck, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Harry.